Blog Talk Radio.
This is Evangelist Betty Harris come to you from Memphis, Tennessee. This is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. All the mothers. Doesn't matter if you have had any breath in the children yourself. If you have been a mother to so many other people, children. Happy Mother's Day. You don't have to breath the child to love him as if love him and her as if she is your child. You love them like a mother. You love these children like a mother. You can love a neighborhood kid just like he was he or she or was your own. It doesn't take you have to be so careful about. Well, I'm not his mother. I didn't birth him. No, you didn't. But some people have been more mothers to children than their own birth mother. You all know I'm telling you too. Than your own birth mother. Happy Mother's Day to you. You deserve them. You deserve to say Happy Mother's Day. You deserve it. You deserve it. My Lord, one for the grace of God and somebody else stepping in to help so many mothers with their children. Some of these children would have a hard time, and so many of these mothers would have a hard time. So the dad had walked off and left him. He not supporting him. Sometimes he'd be in the house and still not supporting the children. Drinking and smoking and doping and running around. It's because the man in the house does not mean he's the daddy to you. like he's supposed to be. It's Vanna Vanna Harris talking about Mother's Day. Talking about Mother's Day. It's a blessing. Happy Mother's Day to you all. You all deserve it. You deserve it. To at least say thank you. You deserve it. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. But my topic today is I hate my mama. I hate my mother. That's my topic. I hate my mother. Yep, that's the topic I'm talking about today. On Mother's Day, I hate my mother. I don't let that soak in while I play a song. Soak it in, Holy Ghost. Let it soak in, Holy Ghost. While I play a song, I hate my mama. My God, my God.
going away.
My God. Yeah, this is Evangelist Hannah. Happy Mother's Day. This is Mother's Day, May the 8th, 2022. Yeah, this is another year coming around for you all mothers. You all mothers, thank the Lord. You deserve it. You deserve everything. You deserve every pot, every flower, whatever, all the money. You deserve it. You deserve it. But my top today is I hate my mother. Some of y'all hate your mother. Oh, y'all say, oh, really? You know, they say Mother's Day is one of the major holidays that you get a lot of roses. People buy a lot of roses and flowers. So Mother's Day is one of the major holidays and a lot of activities on Mother's Day. But really, one thing about it, besides your mother, you have sometimes you have aunties and women in the neighborhood that can help you and help support you and bless you. So sometimes people got a whole lot of mothers. Got a lot of mothers. Been a lot of mother to me. No mothers. Got that kind heart, that compassion heart, and they go to the limit to help you. A mother. It's nothing like a mother love. Some people hate their mother. You wonder why? What? Yes, some people hate their mother. But you know, well, she did this to me, and she gave me up for adoption, and you know, she misused me. Yes, that too. But all mothers, I think mothers, no matter how many stars and you give, how many stars being a mother crown, I don't care how bad that mother has been to you. And we know we got to forgive. We can't make it in hating our mother. We can't make it in hating my mother because what she did to me. Some mothers have been low down, you right. Some mothers are prostitutes, leave the children with the mama. But you know one thing, and that is, I have noticed, no matter how, you know, how bad that mother is, so many times, those children still love their mother. They still love their mother. The little boys really love their mama. The children really love their mama, and the girl love their dad. But we're not talking about daddy, they be talking about mother. Mother love. Nothing like a mother love. So many children love their mother, but they you know, I know you have been done wrong by your mother from childhood on up, and you haven't heard from her, and she loved somebody else, and she went on with this man, and taking care of his family, and she had forgotten us. That's still your mother. But one thing I can say, one thing I will say. All mothers deserve a crown, a one star at least. You know why? Because she carried you the whole 9 months, 6 months, how long she carried you. She carried you in her stomach. And she gave birth to you. She went through labor pain for you. She deserves a star. And she doesn't, if the allocation was whatever, she deserves a star because you are here. You're in the land of the living. You can make it out of yourself whatever you want to be. Whatever you want to be. You can make it out yourself. But with you and Jesus, you can make whatever you want to be. But she gave birth to you. She went through that heartburn, and she went through hot and, you know, her feet all swollen. Her back hurt. Some of them even worked till the last minute, and they're depending on the job. Worked till the last minute. Some of them almost have a baby on the job. Almost have the baby on the job. Can't get out early because they can't afford it. Because they need the job. And they need to be out some time with the baby. And they go through. They go through. The pregnancy go through. Then you have to go, and especially if you're pregnant, you have to go on the job. Pregnant. I don't like to walk. You know, tell you the truth. And I said it again. I will say it again. I don't like to work with pregnant women. I do not like to work with them. You're right. On my job, hello, how you doing? I'm gone. Because they're frustrated. They're irritable. They're hot. Their feet all swollen up. They don't feel good. You wouldn't need it. You got to work. You got to sit in that chair a certain way. And you got to work. Then sometimes people got to do your job. Because you bring them. You know, I'm not giving people jobs to a certain degree, but look, where the man? He need to take you off the job. But he can't. But yet he getting the paycheck. You're not getting none of that paycheck now. That's the way I feel about it. That's exactly the way I feel about it. You know, he's on that man. My husband, okay. Phew. I just put up with this. Mm-mm. If I sound bad, now I help you. You know, I teach you nice, whatever. And if I'm going to the break room, I don't mind to bring you a Coca-Cola back or whatever. If you want me to warm your feet or warm your food in the oven, I don't mind about in the microwave. I don't mind about doing that. But look, you have to work with them. You're almost scared to say something to them. You never know what type of mood they're in. You know I ain't lying. You all mother know I'm not lying. Some of y'all don't want to be bothered. All sweating and stuff. You don't want to be bothered. Sometimes you have a problem with your husband. You fight with your husband or fight with your boyfriend before you come to work, and then you're pregnant. Oh, Jesus. And you said, she shouldn't talk like that. I am talking like that. I don't like to work with pregnant women. They worse them. Well, you know, I give them credit. They worse them. Just face facts. Some women have a hard time being pregnant. It's not easy. They sick? No. You know, well, that's the way I feel. Nah, I don't mind. I help anybody. But I just don't have to work. I just don't have to work with them. They go through too many changes. And I don't, you know, too many changes. You know, you have to deal with women as it is going through the change of life. That's enough problem by itself. Right now, they have to go through these women with the mood change, mood swing, you know. Don't know what mood they're in. Going through the change. Then I deal with pregnant woman, too. Oh, Jesus. I love them. I love all people, all women. I love women. I just love people. That's the way I feel about it. Now, that's my opinion. And you know what? If you like to work with pregnant women, you are, huh, that's good. I give you a whole busload of them. Work with them. Get yourself. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you too. But brother deserves. Mother deserves a star, no matter what she done or whatever. She deserves a star because she gave birth to you. She brought you here. And well, this and that, well, you still here. You here. You here. And you wouldn't be here unless she gave birth to you. Yeah, they deserve. Yeah, I know mother deserves. I know mother deserves. They deserve everything they get. Nothing like a mother love. Nothing like a mama. Mama go to the limit. A mother would go to the limit. We are built like that with nurturing. We built like that, compassion and stuff. You know, when I was working downtown, praise the Lord, and I had to ride the bus downtown in Memphis, Tennessee, on Madison. Catch the bus. I remember that 5 Poplar. And, with 5 Poplar, yeah, 5 Poplar. And, it was nothing but a bus full of maids. They catching the bus, going to clean up that white woman house, you know. And, they be holding conversation. They like they want to. Just like they a part of a country club. They be talking so-and-so, so-and-so. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. They be working, you know, going to that maid, going to that white woman house, you know, make money. Then, you know, some of them didn't have education, and they trying to provide for their children. Mother, a real mother would provide for her. They will. They work. A mother would work. She would work to take care of her children. Yes, she will. She would work to take care of her children. Come home, have to cook and stuff. But feed her children, real mother. You know? They when mother go, I knew you say, mothers go through. They go through. Lord knows they go through. Then have to go through. And then the children get up, cuss the mother out. You know, want to fight the mama. And everything. Don't want to mind. Don't want to obey. We talking about mother. This is Mother Day. I'm telling you the truth. You all respect your mother. Love your mother. Cherish your mother. Don't care. You know, someone try to fight the mama. You know, well, you know, it's rough. One thing about it, and I don't know, I'm coming from St. John, the 25th chapter. No, St. John. 25th to the 27th verse. Talking about Mary. Okay, you think. Okay. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he said to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. Let me tell you, Jesus loved his mother. Now, he died. But before he died, he made sure his mother was going to be taken care of. He made sure, before I leave this world, make sure my mother taken care of. And that's saying something. To show you how much a mother, what a treasure a mother is. As Jesus, look at him on the cross. Yeah, you might read it. St. John, you start with St. John 25th chapter to the 27th verse. She stood by the cross. His mother was standing by. Saw her son on the cross. Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To show you how precious a mother is. Joe did. Always like that. Always, I think every time I preach on Mother Day, I always say that. I always preach about, I be talking about John, Jesus on the cross. Before he died, to make sure his mother take care of that better than what they tell you all. You all to look after your mama. You know you dying. You know you might die in this mess or in this set of jewels and stuff. You all make sure your mother is taken care of, but you don't give a damn. Well, always look after your mama. Make sure she's taken care of. You don't care. You don't care. Well, want to have your own home fun. Mother gave birth to you. You don't even want to see if she's taken care of. Don't even make sure that she's taken care of. Children, daughters, and son, you look after your mama. Look after your mama. Look after, well, this and that. Then, look, let me tell you this, two things I want to say, too. You want your children, some of y'all talk to, some of y'all got children yourself. You want them to respect you and love you and obey you, but yet they see you not obeying your mama. You talk to your mother in a kind of way. Wait a minute. Is this a two-way street? You talk to your mother in a kind of way. They want your children to talk to you. Nice. You know, they see you talk to your mama bad, cussing her out and stuff. Yeah. My God, my God. My Lord, my Lord, yes. I'm talking about I hate my mama. Some of y'all, I hate my mother. Some of y'all do. Some of y'all hate your mother. You're holding grudges, hatred in your heart. I won't never forgive her. I won't never forgive her. And you take it all the way through childhood and stuff. And what you do, you take it so until you pray till you get that thing out of you, till the Lord deliver you from that idea, from that hatred. And all through your marriage, all through your adulthood, you can't have good marriage because you worry about, you're talking about what my mama did to me. Oh, and you marry yourself, and you're married on a rock because you worry about what happened down when my mama did this to me. She gave birth to you. Take your own and going up the King's Highway with you and Jesus. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Then if you need help for somebody to help you, go somewhere where you can get prayer. They can pray a counselor to hold old grudges all your life. That's what our problem so many times now. The children come from bad home to become the bombing of the daddy, holding, thinking about what happened to them when they are a child. Get in Jesus. Keep on. Getting in them. Keep on reaching up to the Lord. You're not easy, but look, you got to, don't be holding them grudges and you can't nobody get along with you. You go through spells and moves because what your mother did to you and what she didn't do and how she left me. And you still in the land of living. Make something out of yourself. Help somebody else that have gone through that. Help somebody else. But no, you still are having pity party. Some of y'all have had pity parties all up to some of them have had pity parties up to the day they die. My mama, no, listen. So you don't know. I don't know. I don't know one thing. They deserve a star. They carried you. And they deserve something. They carried you. Travail and child pain, child birth, to birth you. And if you don't get any type of credit, any kind of recognition, you can even get one, not even one star. Oh, no. And you can be anybody you want to be in Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, we did in St. John 19:25-27 verse. Yeah. Jesus. He made sure his mama was taken care of. Is anybody? He made sure his mama, he was on the cross. Now, you know, on the cross in pain, but he made sure his mother was going to be taken care of. That son loved Jesus, loved his mother. Showed a mother. And what they tell you about a mother? A mother is precious. Precious. She's somebody, a mother. I'm telling you to go through discomfort. I don't know about some women have had hard pregnancy, real bad. Some of these pregnancies have not been, you're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of mothers, of women that have, you have given birth to children, the pain and agony they went through to carry you, to carry you. Telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. And when you sit down, you can't just bop down. You got to slide down in the chair almost. Slide down on your, slide down on the couch. Slide down trying to get to bed, get in bed. You can't just hop up in bed. You got to take it easy. They got to take it easy and slide in the bed. Slide on the couch. You try to get up. They can't get up all at once. They got to work their way up. Up off of a chair. The chair better not be real low. My God, my God. They're not people out around. People out around can't sit in the chair too low now. Mm-mm. They need a chair, a couch, that have a little height, a little high cushion. Because it's hard getting up. And you're not pregnant. You just got out the ride. What about that woman pregnant and her bed and all sticking out? And she trying to get up from the couch. The couch is low. You think she can just hop up? No. She got to work with it. She got to work with it. Yeah. Yeah. This is Mother's Day. This is Mother's Day. And y'all deserve something. Y'all deserve it. Mothers deserve it. They deserve it. I take my hat out to mothers. I take my hat out to mothers. Got a house for the kids and no man around. You know, man left you. You don't want to work. Oh, my Lord. You don't want to work. Don't want to work. Yes, I guess it's time for me to pray. Is it? Let me clear another song. Then I don't know to pray. Let me see. We need a word. Praise the Lord. Oh.
Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings, your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me. How you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look back on my life. I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings, your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. When I thought about giving up, trust in me. If you hold on and faint now, keep your faith in me. Lord, you don't see me like I am. You see me like I'm gonna be. So I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Too close to the mirror to see what you see. Why
you shower down your blessings, your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Hallelujah, too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror, too close.
Praise the Lord. To all you mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. This is Mother's Day. Praise the Lord. You all deserve a happy Mother's Day. Yes, you do. You all deserve everything you get. Praise the Lord. You all pay to do. You pay to do. You gave birth. 9 months or 7 months or 6 months to wash diapers and had to change the diapers and stuff. Yes, this is Betty Harris from you from Memphis, Tennessee. On this Mother's Day, let me see, let me pray. First thing, I don't own, copyright to any of this music I'm playing. I thank the Lord I'm able to play it, but I don't own any copyright to it. Praise the Lord, let me pray for my pastor. Praise the Lord, bless my pastor, bless his wife, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give strength to him, raise him up even higher, even more, Father. Strengthen him, strengthen his body, give him new revelation in the name of Jesus. Stir up the gift down inside of him. Stir up the gifts, Lord, down inside of him. Stir up that boy to sing under anointing that he can be blessed and delivered and set free in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We'll bless the wife by his side in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. I have two things I have to get out the way. God told me to be praying. Pray for my pastor. Pray for my pastor. That's what I mean. Make sure I do that. Before I forget, so I get there. I get out there. Maybe I might forget, but I don't want to forget it. So, first, let's pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. First, Lord, if I done or said anything that not like you, or you were not pleased with it, my saying, my doing, Lord, forgive me. If I done anywhere, gone anywhere I shouldn't have gone, Lord, forgive me. If I said anything to anybody, hurt anybody's feelings, Lord, forgive me. In the name of Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me. If my heart not right, Lord, clean my heart. Clean my heart. Clean my heart. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm on this airways, Lord. People tuning me in, Lord. Bless and deliver, Father, in the name of Jesus. It's so much sickness. So much sickness in the name of Jesus. So much infirmity in the people's bodies, Father, in the name of Jesus. People are sick everywhere. Lord, they're sick. They're just sick. The doctors are sick. The nurses are sick. The preachers are sick. The missionaries are sick. The lay members are sick. The members are sick. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, all kind of sickness. God, you can heal in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. They got tumors, Lord. All these different kinds of tumors, these cancer tumors. I come against the cancer cell. I touch the root of it. I destroy the root. In the name of Jesus. The root of it. Destroy the root. I kill the root. Let it dry up from the root, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let it get no nourishment. Those tumors don't even get any nourishment, Father. I purify the blood. Purify the blood. Purify the blood. No nourishment to the root of it. The very cause of it. The very seed. The seed. I catch the seed. I destroy the seed. I kill the seed of this cancer cell. This spirit of cancer. I come against you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Diabetes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Diabetes. Some people are to have diabetes. I come against that diabetic spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Touch, touch, touch. Heal and deliver. Oh, joy cannon, joy cannon. Get in them. Get in them. Get in them. Oh, God. Let them see your face, Lord. Holy Ghost, let them see your face, Jesus. Let them see your face if they kind of shoot up and shoot down. In the name of Jesus, let them see your face, Father. In the name of Jesus, take the desire of joy. Take the desire out the mind, out the lips. And the desire, I come against that, even the desire to shoot up in the name of Jesus. Oh, the nicotine demon. I come against that nicotine demon, even the desire to smoke. I come against that nicotine demon in the name of Jesus. Don't learn diseases from smoking, Father, in the name of Jesus, and then from not smoking. I come against that. I come against the lung disease in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that bronchitis. Oh, God. I come against bronchitis in the name of Jesus. That breathing condition in the name of Jesus. People can't breathe. They can't breathe. Oh, the nostril. Oh, God. Get in the nostril, Lord. Let them be able to breathe, Father. In the nostril. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The lungs. Clear the lungs, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Bless your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, they on dialysis. Oh, purify the blood. Oh, the kidney problem. Oh, restore, Father, in the name of Jesus. Restore the kidneys, Lord. Restore the kidneys in the name of Jesus. Oh, those digestive system, Lord. Oh, when they can't keep food down. I'm going to get that digestive system healed. Heal the body. In the name of Jesus. That don't digestive system, Lord. When the stomach stay upset. Oh, Father. In the name of Jesus. Don't hurt it. Oh, the hurt it. In the name of Jesus. The acid reflux. I come against that spirit. I come against that spirit. That sickness. I come against that spirit. Acid reflux, you got to go. And then I see migraine headaches. And then I see, in the name of Jesus, whatever the reason, whatever the cause, I come against the migraine headache. And then I see, in and I saw, in the name of Jesus, I come against the migraine headache. Honor. Oh, Jesus. Unstop the ears. Oh, Lord. Oh, open the eyes. And then I see, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Open the mouth that they can speak. Under the I see. Under the I soul, under the I see. In the name of Jesus, arthritis, under the I see. Through the very reason of it. Oh, I come against the spirit of arthritis in the name of Jesus. In the joint. Oh, Lord, strengthen the joint. Ah, let healing take place, though, in this airway. Let healing take place. Let healing take place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let healing take place. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, move through the airways as I speak. And then I see, in the name of Jesus, move through the airways. Oh, let it be your anointing. Let it be your presence. Father, in the name of Jesus. 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 The stiffness in the joint. Under the I see, some of them got a problem with their feet. Under the I see, deliver and heal and set free, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nanahasi, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God, move, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, heart condition, oh, resonate the heart, oh God, hear the heart, under the eyes, see, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, oh, I come against that spirit, regulate the pressure, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, get a hold to the body. Touch the body. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yes, yes. My Lord. God is good, God. Yes, he is. God is good. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're going to play another song. This is Manny Better Harry. And the Mother Nature.
Jesus said, here I stand. won't you please let me in? And you said, I will tomorrow. Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs. And you said, I know, but tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today, but it's so much easier to say tomorrow. Who promised you tomorrow? Better choose the Lord today. For tomorrow, your need, and you say, I know, but tomorrow, tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today, oh, but so much easier to say tomorrow.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, I don't have a mother. I wish I had a mother. The lady that raised me. My mother died when I was 5 years old, but this lady raised me ever since I was 7 years old. I wish you'd be right. We'd go by her. If she would live, we'd go by to see her, too. I'd go by to see her, see how she doing, just say hello, whatever. You know, you feel like that. You know, some of us need to go back in those neighborhoods. when them women used to help take care of you and help give you food and help your mama bring food to your mama that and cook food and they bring it over to help cook more than enough. Go back to the old neighborhood where that old mother is and tell them how you doing. Just go by. And just speak to him and talk to him for a few minutes. Let's call him on the phone. Some of you done forgot the bridge that carry you across. Oh, you got so big now, you know. I know the time you're glad to get in the food that you get to you. You can hide it, and you want to eat it all, even from your sisters and brothers. You're so greedy, want to eat all the food up. You know how we do. And they used to help your mother with food and bring food, and y'all would eat good, you know. God would touch people hard in these different neighborhoods to bless people with children. God look out for children. He looked out for women with children, because I've given a lot of things to children myself, because the lady got children, and I don't have any. I said, you know, when you buy, sometimes I buy them a whole case of drinks, and those potato chips, whether they need it or not, I buy them. Those whole big boxes of potato chips, those chips that were fit in the box. And I said, I said, you know, I see she got children. You know, children need stuff like that. I said, take this. You know, they helped me get my groceries out the car, and the cheer wood. And I give them something. Give them money, something up to $20. Take them, thank you. And then I buy them, I give Coca-Colas and drinks and stuff, a little cheer and chips and cookies. I said, take this home, y'all eat it. You know, you do that for cheering. And some of y'all have done that for children. Different ones, you had bought things because the lady had a lot of children. Say, I buy this for the children. Well, and people do that. I do that all the time. I said, take this home to your children. You know? My Lord, you do that. God touch your heart. That lady got children. And you do that. You do that now. Some of y'all have done that. That lady got children, said, you know, take this to the children. You cook a lot of food and you got more than enough. Said, take this, get some to so-and-so. You know, you do that. Mothers. You're a mother, and they trying to survive. You trying to survive for the children, and they got to have clothes and stuff like that, and children are selfish. They selfish now. One of the girls telling me, Mama used to buy me anything. Some things and say, I got this on sale. And Mama, I don't like this. Said, well, you know, I got it on sale, and, you know, it didn't cost me about $2 or $3. You know, when this thing on sale, sometimes get some good bargain on sale. Down and cut it down, and especially the small size, even shoes and stuff. You know, you women, you know how to go shopping, and you get a nice sale, and you know, in the dresses or whatever. Even at Macy's or anywhere, this store, they $3 and $4. Oh, this is a good buy. I didn't like it. Mama, I don't like this. Yeah, but it's costly. But Mama, I still don't like it. I told her point blank. I said, that was selfish. That was selfish. Your mother got 4 kids. Your husband, her husband and leper. They trying to, and they trying to survive. And you talking about you didn't like so-and-so. Children are stepping like that. Your mama doing all they can. When they catch a nice sale, maybe you don't like the color. But why not wear it? If they put decent clothes on your back, I don't want it. I don't like it. But I don't care. I told you, I told her that was selfish. Children are selfish. Mama doing all they can to help as much as they can. And when they catch things on sale, they try to get it. I don't want this. And she said, well, I reckon them to tell me they don't like it. Then for me to waste my money. I said, yeah. I said, but see, she was talking about her grandkids. But he said he didn't like it. And I took it back to him. He didn't like it. And said, well, I reckon him to tell me he didn't like it. Then for him to waste my money. I said, you know, so I said, well, I punched his shoulder. I was saying, you middle class. So you're middle class, you can do that. But you know what? When you're down, when you're not middle class, you're below middle class, when you get a good buy, you try to buy. Now, I'm telling you now, sometimes things not like you want, but you don't have love and compassion to help your mother. I don't like it, but I'm going to wear it anyway. I think it lonely don't make you look, you know, lonely, you know, it might not be the color you like. So what? Lonely's decent, you know? Don't try to help your mama. I don't like it. Where your daddy? Where the daddy? She trying to scuffle and, you know, trying to, get you some things. I don't like this. I don't want this. Oh, well, okay, you ought to get your job and you buy your own. And then while you're out there, make sure you find your place to stay too and see and food on the table and see what you're going to do. They self-curing are selfish. Mother had to go through with that. And then they said, children will be children. You are so right. But it doesn't hide the fact. They selfish. Some stupid rascals. They selfish. That mother doing all she can for those children. Yes, she is. I'm talking about mother now. Go out of the way. Well, let me see. But mama, I want a Michael Jordan shoe for them, for somebody to take it off your feet. I want my. Well, you know, when you get up big enough and you get grown enough, buy your own Michael Jordan shoe. He making the money, you not. He rich, and somebody got your mother can't afford those expensive Michael Jordan shoe, and you got your mouth all poked out, and they laughing at me. Look, and don't have nothing. Michael Jordan, he rich, and you in the neighborhood where they would they take the clothes off your back, and here you want to walk down the street with a Michael Jordan shoes on. They would steal them shoes off your feet. You ought to wake up and smell the coffee. But no, we don't want that. But see, time they beat you. Down that whoop you and take your shoes out, then you're looking like a fool then coming home crying. All beat up. Y'all learn some sense. You know, you live in a neighborhood where they stealing your shoes. And these days, you know, I live in the neighborhood. These days, you can go anywhere. And these days, somebody, and they take the shoes off you, off your feet. They would take your shoes off your feet, take your nice jacket, off your back. My mother tried to scuffle and try to win. No, we try to please. We are mother. We try to please. Well, she don't want that. She want this. I want to sit in and work hard and maybe I get some overtime. Maybe get some overtime. All the kind of stuff. But she don't want this. And especially the girls. So you know what the girls need to do? The girls need to learn how to sew. And make your own clothes. Learn how to sew. They don't want to do that. They want to play video games. If you don't have clothes to wear, learn how to sew. They take home economics school. I learned how to sew. I made all my clothes. I learned how to sew. I sure did. You know, learn how to make that skirt. Get some material on sale. Go to a hand con or some place like that where they sell fiber and get you a simple pattern and learn how to sew. It don't take a simple pattern. You can just zip, 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 and that's it. And put and sew on each side and then put elastic in the waist. You got it. Make it red, measure the tape and stuff. You got it. Him and dress up. That's all it is. That's all true. That's all. Simple. You have to learn. But we don't want to do that. We want mama to buy us the top designer clothes and top designer shoes and everything. And she trying to scuffle and do this and do that by herself. And even with a husband sometimes, you can't do all that. You know, I'm talking about mothers, you know. Sometimes mother something that mother go through, they go through. Yeah, they go through. They don't think about. No, they don't think about what they're going through with. They don't think about the mother. You know, those that listen to me, y'all think about your mama. And your mother's still living. Think about your mother. This is Mother's Day. This is Mother's Day, the second Sunday in May 2022. May the 8th. Think about your mama. Love your mama. Respect your mama. Bless your mama. That's your mama. That's your mama. And one thing about mother, a real mother, they just want a little bit. They don't want all. They just give them a little bit. They'd be so happy for you to come by and just say, mama, I just buy you some flowers or some candy or maybe get her a blouse or get her some house shoes. She'd be just so happy. Ooh, you know. that, you know, real mother, they don't want to, they don't want the moon. They don't want $1 million. Oh, they can use $1 million, but they wouldn't expect you to give them $1 million. Just give them something. Give them a, put $20 in the card. Give them $20, $100. You know, mother, grandmother, but you're still mother, you know. Make Mother's Day a happy day for them. They've been through. Yes, yes, yes. Let me say another. Well, let me say another time. Praise the Lord. God is good. But this is Mother's Day.
Our Father, which are.
Yes, Lord. Charlie.
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel, I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh, then I climbed the hill. I felt a strong wind,
and I heard a voice say,
storm is over.
Storm is over now.
I can feel the sunshine. Of my battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But no.
Then I climbed the hills and soared.
I can feel the
sun, and I can feel heaven.
Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. This is it's Mother's Day. See the prosperity. This is Mother's Day. You know what? Peter, don't, and some of y'all do, some of you don't. It's a blessing to have a mother, a land, and a living. You think you don't, you know, you don't, you know, we take y'all my mother for granted until she dies. And it's a whole new ball game. We take her for granted. We think you, every time you call her, she's going to answer the phone. Every time she, you go by there, she's going to be there. One day she might not be there. Appreciate your mother. Appreciate your mother. One day she might not be there. People are dying. They dropping dead. People, they have people all they want. All they want, you sick, you got pain, you have to take it to the emergency room. It's a bitter pill to swallow. Just appreciate your mother. Appreciate. Some of y'all don't even appreciate your mother. Take it for granted. Take it for granted. Well, I wasn't, you know, I was call mama, but, you know, I got so busy. I didn't call her. Every time I think about calling her, somebody else come up. Stop doing what you're doing and call your mother. And say, and the new number says, hello, I just want to hear your voice. That goes a long way. It is, you think, and you think it ain't about nothing. You let them put that dirt in her. And someday you wish you were able to call your mother and you come to your realization, I can't call her because she's not there anymore. Appreciate your mother. Your mother. Lay there with you. And when you're sick and everything. My God. Some mothers, you know, mothers and some mothers teach and train the children how to live and how to walk this walk of life and how to do this and how to do that. And some of you and some mother bring you up in church and teach you about the Lord and appreciate your mama. Don't throw your mama away. Don't throw your mama away. Don't throw your mama away. My Lord, my Lord. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Look down on mothers everywhere, Lord. Look down on them, Lord. Bless them, Father. Bless them. Encourage the heart. Wipe the tears from the eyes, Lord. Wipe the tears from the eyes. Oh, they've been on it. Some of them been on the journey a long time, Father. In the name of Jesus. The journey hadn't been easy for them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen their heart, Father. Strengthen, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give strength to them, Lord. Some of them getting old. Some of them old, Lord. Give them strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, bless them, bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal the body. Give strength to the body. Give strength to the body. Give strength to the body, Lord. They're not a young as they used to be. Give strength to the body. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God, bless the mothers, bless the mothers, bless the mothers, all over, bless the mothers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some of them weeping for the children, oh Father, some of them mothers been misused and mistreated, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, right down the bow down head, Lord, in the name of Jesus, right down the bow down head, Father. In the name of you, give comfort to the heart. Give comfort to the heart, Lord. The children hurting their heart. The children hurting their heart, Lord. So many children hurting the mother's heart, Lord. Give strength to the heart, Lord. Comfort the heart, Lord. Oh, let them give that burden to you, Lord. Let them give those children to you, Lord. Some of them hold on to the children. The children doing so, they ain't so much stuff. But, oh, God, but their mother's little. But give strength to the heart, Lord. The Lord getting heavy for them. The Lord getting heavy. Get heavy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, God, bless the people. Bless the people. Everywhere on the sound of my boy, those going through, encourage the heart, Lord. Move, Lord. On those debts, Lord. Some people in debt. Oh, God, touch the debts, Lord. The paperwork. The paper, Lord. Oh, if paperwork needs to be done on some, they need to get that paperwork together. Even to get that paperwork together, Lord. Oh, they need to get that paperwork, organize that paper, and take it to the lawyer. It's taken to the IRS. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. People that are having trouble on their job. Oh, my friend, touch her, Lord. Move on the job, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move. Oh, change hard. Touch hard. Touch manager hard. Oh, where it is hard of stone, make it hard of flesh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move with my friend on the job, Lord. She having trouble. She having trouble on the job with the manager, Lord. Say to my tongue, I'm going to get you in the name of Jesus. I come against you in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. In the name of Jesus. Move, Lord. Turn things around. Turn things in her favor, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, carry your heart. Roll, carry the heart. Dry the tears, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. It drives you. Some of y'all having trouble, mother, some of y'all having trouble on your job too with these managers. Some of these managers be mad low down. I don't care how it sounds. Some of these managers be low down. Yes, they can. Very low down. Yes, they can. That's exactly what I say. Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord, it got good, it got good. Yes. Oh, my Lord. Oh, you, my Lord, you might be ready to have Post office box 7516, 3 Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. If you can look me up on Blog Talk Radio, See the Prosperity, look me up on Google. Google me, See the Prosperity, Evangelist the Hair. See the head with the flowers, with the little plant, cover all over it. That be, that's me. I just learned how to go on Facebook. No, not Facebook, YouTube. I don't know, but I thank the Lord for what it is for me to come on air like this, you know. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. I come a long way. I thank the Lord for you all tuning me in. I thank God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And we're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Look at the people that are tuning me in, Lord. They need a blessing. They need healing. They need deliverance. Intervene, Lord. You know every last one of them. You know what they need. You know what they need. You know what they need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the need. Touch the need. Touch the needs, Father. You know, Lord. You put me on that way to pray for the sick. To pray for the sick and carry people behind. You put me on that way for that, Father. Oh, speak through me, Father. Use me, Lord. Over this broadcast, use me, Father. In the name of Jesus, let healing take place. Let healing take place, Father, over this airwaves. Touch, Lord. Throw the knee operation, Lord. Going on the knife, Lord. Guide the doctor's hand. In the name of Jesus. Guide the knife. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. The doctor does a curtain. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, you do the healing, Lord. You got to heal. Those that have come out the operating room and recovery room, bless them, Lord. Ease the pain, discomfort, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. So much, Lord. Oh, Jesus. All these rats in pain. They got the fever. Oh, recognize the fever. Bring the fever down. They don't know what's going on. But, God, you know. Heal, touch the body. On the side of my boy, touch the body, Lord. Whatever the problem is, whatever their complaint, you know. I don't know. I'm not there. But you are. Holy Ghost, move in that room. Move in that nursing home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move in that hospital room, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move in that bedroom, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move in that household, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And touch and deliver on the sound of my voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, oh God, touch, Lord, touch, Lord. Oh, that marriage, bring that marriage back together again, where they have heart of stone, make it heart of flesh, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord, touch that finance, touch that finance, that finance, Lord. Oh God, let them be the house, no, Lord, they got foreclosure notice, they got eviction notice. Intervene, Father, in the name of Jesus. Intervene, turn around. Let them make a way. Lord, move. Touch hearts, touch mind to help one another, in all different crises that coming our way, Father, in the name of Jesus. But Jesus, we need help. We're not in this thing by ourselves, Lord. We need help. We need one another. We need one another. Lord, we need one another. Oh, Lord. Oh, bring us together. Bring us together. We need one another. Hallelujah. We need one another. In the name of Jesus. 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 Those knees problem. Oh, yeah. They've got trouble in their knees, Lord. Oh, God. Giving the mind to eat right. Lord, somebody's not eating right. They don't eat the right food, Lord. We're not eating right. We got to take care of our bodies, Father, in the name of Jesus. We got to eat right. In the name of Jesus, touch eyes, touch ears, touch nose. Oh, God, back problem, Lord. This in the back. Oh, Lord, set the distance back in the back, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the high. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. You're so good. You're so good, Lord. You're so good. Oh, my, 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 my. Oh, God.
Truth is I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't pray, what's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Hang me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you.
Take me.
mention I drew. My Lord, my Lord. I was thinking about, yeah, I'm dealing with St. John, 19th chapter, in the 25th to the 27th verse. And Jesus on the cross. It goes to show you how Jesus feared by mothers. He's on the cross before he died. He made sure his mother would take care of. What they tell you about how he honored his mother? We don't honor our mother like that. Well, yeah. No, we got to. He honored his mother. Now, this Jesus dying on the cross, been beaten, been misused, mistreated. And he looked down, saw his mother before he died. He said, "Mother, behold your son." Then he said, "Son, behold thy mother." I'm telling you, some of y'all getting in trouble not taking care of your mama by dealing with your mama. Monday, mother don't ask for a lie. Most mothers don't ask for a lie. We don't give them nothing. We won't do nothing for them. I don't have time to come by and see my mom. You have time to come by and see that woman, see your girlfriend. You always made time to see your girlfriend. You never made time to stop by and see your mama. You go every night to see your girlfriend, but every day to see as much as you can on the phone all the time, but you don't have time to see about your mama. Let's be for real. Well, but see, you know what it is? What is it, baby? You know, you leave your mom and your daddy when you get ready to get married. But yeah, I don't care about you. I don't care if you got a wife. You're supposed to see about your mama. Can't you call her? Can't you call her? Can't you call her, pick up the phone? You pick up the phone with some mess. Somebody calling you about some gospel. Somebody calling you about somebody this and that. Somebody calling you about drugs. You got tired of talk to the drug dealer. You want time to say, ask your mama how she doing. Mama, I just wanna see how you doing. Just call her. Call her. No. Don't have time. Never your mother. And she wants to, I haven't heard from so and so. I haven't heard from her. You know, it's been a long time. It's been about 2 or 3 weeks. 2 or 3 weeks a month, you in the same city. Now, you in the same city, you can call your mama. It's been 2 or 3 weeks you haven't called your mama. Talk to me. I'm talking about, this is Mother's Day. I hate my mother. That's what I'm dealing with. Yeah, some of y'all hate your mama. Forget that. Like I said, she carried you 9 months. She could have kept you. She could have aborted you. Maybe she did try, but she didn't. But she didn't succeed. It's good to have a mother. Some people wish their mother was still in the land of the living. They wish they could hear their mother boys. They wish they could hear their mother boys over the telephone. And you got a living mother, and you can't even call her and just say hello. And you know, most people got cell phones all over. And you got a cell phone in your pocket, and you don't have time to call your mother to see how she's doing, how she's feeling. Deliver me. Mm-hmm. But Jesus didn't. He made sure his mother was taken care of. Yes, he did.
know how much more I can take. See, I decided
mother had cried, some of them enemies. It's not a mother crying. They crying. They haven't heard from the children. Children gonna come by to see them. Don't have time. They don't have time. Children don't have time to see the mama. You don't have time. Oh, I've been so busy. Too busy to call. You got a cell phone in your pocket. And the cell phone ringing, ring, 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 ring. You don't have time to call your mother. And people with cell phones everywhere. You don't have time to call your mother. Pick up the phone. Hold grudges. A mother deserves at least one star because she hates you. And look, some of y'all doing well. Yeah, maybe mama didn't raise me, my grandma raised me. Well, you still, your grandma raised you, but your grandmother didn't have you, though. She didn't care you that 9 months, or 7 months, or 6 months. She didn't care you. With a stomach and lid all swollen up. She didn't carry you those 9 months in her bed and that. No, she did not. She raised you once you got here. She raised you. But who carried you? Your mother carries you. Not your grandmama. Your mother carried you in her stomach. And you think she don't deserve at least once? She don't deserve credit for nothing? She had to have you, but your grandmother raised you. And I look at you, some of you all doing well. Got a good job, good home, and marriage and stuff, living a nice neighborhood and everything. No, don't throw your mama away now. Don't throw your mama away. Don't throw away. Don't throw your mama away. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Don't throw your mama, mother. Don't throw your mother away. I know I hate my mother. That's my time. I hate my mother. I hate my mother. I hate my mother. And then, too, you can't make it in hating anyway. You can't make it in. Well, I'm telling you, mother means something. Mothers mean something. Love, the Lord loved mother. Jesus loved mother. He loved women. It's the devil that hates women. But God loved women. So that son, behold that mother. Mother, behold that son. And he died on the cross. But he didn't die before he made provision for his mama. Some of y'all don't make provision for your mother. He did. That son made provision for his mother. Y'all don't get the essence. How he cared his mother. How he respect his mama. My, yeah. Hate to see his mother down there. Hate to see his mother. Looking at him on the cross. Don't you know he didn't hate to look down and saw his mother? On the cross, looked down. I know his mother had to have tears in her eyes. Because that was her son. She had to have tears in her eyes. Oh. Yes. He was in pain. He was bleeding and everything. No. As we said, those are the last words before he died. They said, what is that? Jesus' 7 last words. Mother, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. That's some heavy, that's heavy, that's heavy. That's enough to make y'all mothers, children, girls, and daughters, and sons to think how much of value, how value he put on a mother. Don't give me that mess. Put high value on a mother. What he say? He didn't leave here before he made sure his mother was taken care of. That's how much a mother means. That was his mother. On this earth. Want her taken care of. That's saying a lot about mothers. Yeah. Yeah, take care of. Want to make sure she takes care of. Then leave it out there. Some of y'all need to make provision for your mama. Well, she gets Social Security, and sometimes and she might not be old enough to get Social Security. So I'm making any provision how she going to survive in case you die before she does. How many of y'all make provision for your mother if she died before you do? No, if you die before she does, who, have you made any type of provision for her? See how she'll be taken care of, who's going to take care of her, of where she going to be? Don't look out for your mom. No, you don't look out for your mom. But you look out your girlfriend. You look out your wife. Behold that mother. Son, behold. What is it? Mother, behold thy star. behold your son, son, behold your mother. St. John, the 19th chapter, 25th and 27th, said that from that day on, he took her into his house. That's saying something. Jesus has compassion. We don't have compassion. He has compassion. Some of y'all don't even care one way or the other. They want whatever you can get out your mama, whatever you get. And look at me. She paid your house no. Look at see that to me more than you pay your own house no. Mama, And you know you're not going to pay it back. I have to give you your car note, your utility bill. That's ridiculous. Your house note, utility bill, your gas, your car insurance. Hey, mama, she give me buy a car. Now, you won't come to mama when you need mama now. When you need mama, you come to mama now. There's one person you're going to come to is mama. Ease up, mama, grandmama, she's still mother. Tell her some type of lie. She know you lying when she tell you, and when you tell her that. Trying to get that money to help get that car known and your house known and your gas and stuff, grocery bill. But so-and-so want to go here. You know, we got children, they want to go to the camp, or they need this, and or they need that, and he doesn't, and, you know, they don't have the money. Oh, mothers go through. Mothers with this goes through. Grandmother with this goes through. Grandmama. And some of them don't even ask their mama anymore. They ask the grandma. Grandmama, we need this. I want this. I want that. You know what I'm telling you? You bypass your mama and go to the children, go bypass the mother, but go to the grandmother. Because they know the mother tell them in a minute, I don't have it. You go ask your grandmama. And they send them kids to the grandmama before you bet I. Ask your grandmama. I don't have it. And then if they don't tell you, if the mothers don't tell you to ask your grandmother, you going to do that's what you going to do. Going to turn to your grandma. Grandmama. Mama says she can't, she doesn't have the money. And she, you go to your grandmama all crying. Oh, Jesus. Help me hold it go. Mm-hmm. Life is something. This is Mother's Day. Mother deserves. They deserve their day. Now, this is one day mother definitely deserves. They deserve recognition. They deserve recognition. No matter how bad they are, they deserve recognition. Yes, Lord. My Lord. Well, I said, they said we need a word. Let me see. Oh, God. My Lord. Uh-huh. It was a smile.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Today's a new day.
from my blue sky.
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower now.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. Whatever you're in right now.
Smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, 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 oh. You look so much better when you're oh, oh, oh.
Praying. Look in the mirror. Always remember.
Come on.
I almost gave up. But that Holy Ghost power, y'all. Came down from heaven. Hardships, difficulties. Tears, storms. This is what I do. That feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I've been here for a while,
still
I smile. Smile.
Hallelujah.
You know how to look up when you've been down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better. You gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile. Y'all want some more? Y'all want some more of that? Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
Oh, my Lord, yes, God is good. Isn't God good? It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to every mother, grandmama, auntie. They all mothers. A lot of aunties, mothers, to the nieces and nephews. Yes, Lord, a lot of aunties, mothers, to the nieces and nephews. Oh, yes, so many mothers, so many mothers, so many mothers. So many mothers reach out for children and help children. Help the nieces and nephews and stuff. Oh, my Lord, up to you. My Lord, my Lord. I must go.
Even though things don't always go my way, determined in my heart to always sing. I must go on in spite of the cost, for nothing
would be a greater loss than not to be able to see him someday. I'm gonna see him face to face.
No matter what somebody have done to you, God is not going to put up with it. You're not going to make it to the kingdom hating somebody. I don't care what they've done. You got to forgive. Now you put that in the pipe and you smoke it. He's not taking that. You're not coming to the kingdom. You're not coming to heaven with hatred in your heart. I don't care what happened to you or whatever. You got to ask God to forgive him. You got to forgive him. Ask God to give you a forgiving heart. By the name of Jesus. Those that tune me in, Lord, those that hate their mother, Lord, give them a forgiving heart, Father. Give them a forgiving heart, Lord. Save his soul, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch him. Let them know they can't make it in with hate in their heart. with hatred in their heart. They can't make it. They can't make it in. Oh, get a hold to them. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, take their hatred out of their heart, Lord. Give them a mind. Give them a mind to love their mother. Give them a mind to put love in their heart. In the name of Jesus, touch them, Father. Oh, Father, that's why they got migraine headache. They're carrying hatred in their heart. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch their body, touch their mind. In the name of Jesus, those that tune me in, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch them. Save and deliver and set free, Father. In the name of Jesus, that your will be done. That this broadcast, in the name of Jesus, touch me, that I can go forth and pray under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I need you, Jesus. I need you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you as we go off this airway. I thank you, Lord. I give you honor. I give you praise. You're all I got. And, Lord, I love you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We thank you. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. You deserve it. Mother, you deserve it. You deserve it. Name of Jesus, you deserve it. My Lord,